second halftime, and tonight's game is brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, now with 11 locations in the Shore area, including their newest in Lakewood, Lacey, Manahawkin, and Mule Road in Tom's River. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
As we welcome you back in here, the halftime of our game number one up and running with Point Pleasant Beach leading Matawan in our 1-4 game in the first semifinals by a score of 15-13. Kevin, kind of reverse halves when you think about it. Matawan got off to that great start, led 11-2 at one point, 11-5 at the quarter break, and then Point Beach, though it wasn't great, it was certainly good enough to at least take an advantage in the halftime.
Yeah, and you know, I think both teams probably in some ways feel they're lucky at the half. Matawan with a really rough second quarter in which they really could not buy a basket, and Point Beach with a woeful shooting first half. And you know, Matt, you and I were just saying we know they love to shoot the long range jumper, and you know, players like Yates and Yule like to live from the outside a bit. But the whole key to this game was, could Matawan somehow match up underneath? And to me, Point Beach is making it easy for them because they're not going underneath. You've got to throw the ball down low. You've got to put a couple of these big guys on the block and at least make them respect that. What Matawan is doing is just packing it in, and they're going to let some of these Point Beach guys shoot the three all night. And guess what? They really haven't made any.
They'll let them do it until they start making it.
Exactly.
And if they don't start making it, they'll continue to just pack that defense in a little
bit. Of course, now it becomes the coaches' game because the coaches get in the locker room. Nick Catania for Point Beach and Tom Stead for Matawan. And now they get in the locker room and they have time to really make some changes. And I think for Matawan, honestly, Matt, I think they're pretty happy with it. This pace, this kind of low-scoring game, a game that may end up in the 30s, clearly favors for them. But I cannot believe that Nick Catania is happy with the way his Garnet goals have played, especially on the offensive end.
Would tend to agree as we start maybe to look ahead to our second game on cue. Lakewood has just ventured their way into the house. You know, one thing I would worry about if I'm the Piners right now, where are they going to sit and watch the game? There's nowhere for them to really go. Lakewood, no. Of course, the defending Shore Conference champs. They will play in our second game tonight as the third seed against number two, CBA. But certainly a great crowd on here. It's been a great atmosphere. Just need the offense for both of these teams to come around a little bit.
You know what? I think it's a case of, Matt, these fans want to get into the game. There's just been nothing to get them into the game. It's been mediocre basketball really at best, and we'll give some credit to the defense, but I think right now both teams have just struggled to find an offensive pattern, especially Point Beach, which when it's on its game will get up and down the court. You know, Farrell has tried on a couple occasions, will get up and down the court, get the advantage, get easy baskets at the other end or kick out for open shots, but you've got to make some of them. And you know, you can attribute maybe some of the low scoring in the last couple of championship games at Monmouth University, big court, big atmosphere, you know, maybe tough for the players to pick up the basket. We've even seen that in games at the WOBM Christmas Classic at the Pine Belt Arena. But there's no excuse for this tonight. This is a outstanding facility. It's a nice size court, but it's not one that you get lost on. It's got, to me, great lighting. It's got all the attributes for what should be a good place to play basketball. And right now, it's just a matter of teams not shooting well.
We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll run through our scoring leaders for both teams. Get you set here for the
that
start.
That doesn't take long.
Of half number two. We'll only need a brief second for that. Let's make it a two-minute break. We'll come back. Half number two right around the corner. Thanks for joining us. We are at the half of semifinal number one. Point Beach leads Matawan by a score of 15-13. Back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Rebuild your home and restore your lifestyle. Visit Modular Homes Factory Direct at FDMH.com for factory direct pricing. That's FDMH.com or call 732-255-4160. Save thousands purchasing factory direct.
Back here about a minute away from getting our second half up and running. Let's run through the scoring leaders for both of these teams. First for Matawan, their quarter totals 11 and just 2 in that second quarter. Jason Dunn had a great start to the game He has 8 to lead the way. 3 points for Joe Piscopo and 2 points for Nick Tompkins. That adding up to 13. Meanwhile, on the Point Beach side of the ledger, Matt Farrell, the team's leading scorer, he's got 7. 4 for Noah Yates, 4 for Jeff Bryant. The quarter totals for the Garnet Gulls, 5 and 10 to add up to 15. That's where we stand, Kevin, after the first 16 minutes of action.
No need for a calculator.
No, it's pretty easy, and I got plenty of space for the second half, too.
Well, we'll see if the style of play changes as fans continue to come in here and pack it.
It's one of those games where if you get up, like to go to the bathroom, you better make sure someone's saving your seat.
There's no question about it.
Point Beach will send out here to begin the second half. Their original five, Farrell, Schifano, Yates, Yule, and Bryant. For Mattawan, it will be Tawaya, Dunn, Plains, Piscopo, and Tompkins.
So here we go, second half, Point Beach basketball. 16 minutes to advance to the Shore Conference Finals, or maybe longer.
Team swapping in, so Point Beach coming at us. Here's a pass down low, and immediately Yule catches it, goes to the rack, and is fouled.
Again, obviously listening to our halftime analysis.
It's on in the locker room, I'm quite certain of that.
But, I mean, that's the obvious thing. You not only do you get it down low, then you start picking up some fouls.
First one by Yule is good. That's his first point of the night. First foul on Chris Tawaya. First team foul as well. Tawaya, good player, but he's given up 7 inches. Second one by Yule, also good. 2 for him. Point Beach with their biggest lead of the night. It's 4, 17-13. Just underway here in the third quarter. Dunn trying to set things up. Going to the rim. Missed the runner from the right side. Yule picks up the loose ball. Here's Schifano in transition. Yates on the drive. Count it, and the foul. Yates with 6. He'll try and make it 7 from the stripe. And all of a sudden, Mattawan digging themselves a pretty big hole. They are down by 6. 19-13 with an opportunity to make it 20.
Well, Yates did a nice job. They thought he was going to take the jumper from the corner. And instead, he fake drove baseline, drew the foul, but misses the free throw. So he'll have to settle for 2 on that play.
Foul was on Jason Dunn, his second, team second. Here's Tawaya. In the right corner, Piscopo works it around the perimeter. Dunn, good ball fake, driving, cut off in the lane. Piscopo, long range, 3 is good. Piscopo with his second 3 of the night. He's got 6, and the lead is 3. 19-16, Point Beach. Minute gone by in the third. Yates on the right perimeter. Flips left side for Farrell. Mattawan sagging into his zone. Defensively.
Bryant trying to work baseline and set up on the block there.
Schifano with a right corner jumper. That's good. Not much of a scorer normally for Beach. Gets his first basket of the night and gives his team a 21-16 advantage. 6.5 to go now in this third quarter. As Austin Plains working his way to the basket, he is bumped by Chris Schifano. He'll be whistled for his first foul, non-shooting foul, first team foul on Point Beach. Off the inbound, Chris Tawaya gets it. Dunn, couple of dribbles off to the right. Farrell deflects the ball out of bounds. It will stay with Mattawan.
Yeah, Dunn had that great start, Matt. Scored 8 in the first quarter and has been held scoreless since.
Dunn putting it in play. Will hand off to Plains. Back to Dunn. Goes from right to left. Kicks in the left corner for Tawaya, who will get called for a travel.
But Tawaya's had a tough night. He's averaging almost 13 a game, has yet to score, and his hands full on the defensive end, giving up some height.
Well, they put Tawaya on top of a 1-2-2 zone defense right now. Does have long arms. He'll try and distract Farrell at the top of the set for Beach. Here's Yule off the alley-oop. He'll jam it in with two hands. Great feed from Yates. Beach has been waiting for that all night. It gives them their biggest lead of the night, 23-16.
And anyone who was dozing just woke up.
Yule with four, his first basket of the night. Here's Tompkins looking to drive past Bryant. Tawaya inside will get the basket, his first of the evening. Cut it to 23-18. Yule this time will walk it up court. Come down the left sideline. Farrell comes over to collect the rock and will set the offense. Now bounce it off to Yule. He'll hand off to Schifano. Little weave set up top. Farrell will swing for Schifano. Left side jumper. Back from the elbow off the mark. Rebounded by Plains. Here comes Piscopo up court. Crossover for him. Long range three. That's good. Piscopo showing the range tonight. He's got all nine of his points on three-pointers. Cuts the lead to two for Beach, 23-21.
That's an NBA three-pointer. Wow, that was downtown.
4:40 to go in the third quarter. Here's Yule looking to drive. We'll kick to Farrell on the right wing. Farrell skips over the top. Schifano drives. He's bumped at the block. Kicks back out for Yule. Yule works his way down left corner. Schifano wide open. Will step in from the right elbow. Throw up an air ball. Tawaya tried to save it. Couldn't throw it off of Yule. Schifano tracks down the loose ball. Farrell on his way to the basket is bumped by Plains. He'll get whistled for his second and the team's third. Amazing what a dunk and a long-range three will do for you. Plains sure. Actually with his third personal foul and the team's third. Kind of did. Woke everybody up a little bit. Mike Fraunheim back into the game for Beach. He's on with Farrell, Yule, Bryant, and Yates. Farrell draws a double. Yule open from the right wing. Looking to drive and penetrate. Fraunheim will get called for a travel right in front of us in the near side corner. Matawan will try and tie or take the lead with a three at the midway point of this third quarter. It's Point Beach 23, Matawan 21. Piscopo breaking the timeline. Check by Farrell. Picked up this dribble. Hands off to Dritten Garici. Back into the game for the Huskies. Dunn wanted to take the three. Throws late to Piscopo on the floor. Piscopo saves it to Dunn. Will step in from the three-point line. And he is fouled. Will go to the line. I'm not sure if he was behind. No, it will be a three-point attempt. So Dunn will get three free throws.
That'll be on Yates. His first.
Team second, and three free throws coming up for Jason Dunn. Team's leading scorer, just over 15 points per game. Back rims the first one.
The coaches hate when you foul on a three, right? They always tell you, stay away.
Standing room only. The crowd right now is Dunn missing the second free throw as well. Misses all three. Wow.
A hat trick here at Brick Memorial.
So the score holds at 23-21. Missed all three different ways. Too strong, little light, and off to the side. Here's Yule between the circles. Flips left for Farrell. Sees a seam. Wraps around the baseline. Now set in the right corner. Couple of dribbles to the baseline. Will fire up the shot. No good. Gates there for the offensive rebound and the putback. He's got eight, and the lead back to four, 25-21. Dunn will drive, kick out for Piscopo. And a timeout, I think a good timeout taken by Matawan. Tom Stead, their head coach. We'll keep it here with 3:02 to go in the third, 25-21. You know, it's getting to that point a bit, Kevin. You know, the pace of this game has been pretty quick, not a lot of whistles. We're 3 minutes left in the third quarter. It's almost becoming one of those games where a little run here or there will totally change the complexion of the game.
Matt, I couldn't agree with you more, and you just feel like if one of those teams could do that, they could really open up some ground. Point Beach is the team that's really capable of going on a run. Matawan, again, I think Matawan's, you know, whether they would admit to it or not, it's one of those, hey, let's hang in. let's stay close and win it in the fourth quarter. And Point Beach is the kind of team that would like to deliver a haymaker right now, but the Huskies won't go away. You know, we really haven't had a chance to talk about Nick Catania, the Point Beach coach. Of course, sure, basketball fans are aware that he suffered a major heart episode in the fall. I mean, literally was brought back to life after after collapsing. Turned out he did not suffer any heart damage. It was a thing with his heartbeat. Matt, I saw him tonight, and I said to him, Nick, you're not half the man you used to be, because I don't know how much weight he dropped, but he dropped about half a body. And I think he's taking that attitude. I got a second shot here, not to blow it. And it's good to see him on the sidelines after what was a nightmarish time period for he and his family and the basketball community.
Off the inbound, it'll be Mattawan basketball with 3 minutes remaining in the third. Dunn flipping off for Piscopo, who has obviously shown the range so far tonight of his three-point stroke. Off the switch, Ewell gets him. Garici will give back to Piscopo. That one a little short from the corner. Garici keeps it alive, goes right to Tawaya, who lays it up and in for his second basket of the night.
Well, the Huskies give up a lot of height underneath, but they have battled and forced a couple of loose balls, which they've managed to turn into baskets, and there's one there for Tawaya.
Yates handing off now to Farrell, left wing. Off the right side, it was Fraunheim, who Mattawan will dare to shoot. Fraunheim open, will let it go. That one off the mark. Yates able to go up over the top of Dunn for the rebound. Yates and Dunn going after one another, kind of smacking at one another right now. Here's Ewell, the pull-up jumper. That's short. Bryant kept it alive. Last touch by Tompkins, out of bounds. And it will be a timeout taken by Beach. Full timeout. We'll step out real quick as well. 2:04 to go in the third quarter. 25-23. Point Beach leading here in the first of two semifinals. We're back in 30 seconds on the Shore Sports Network. Back here, third quarter action. Semifinal number one, boys Shore Conference Tournament. Point Beach with a two-point lead, putting it in play. Fraunheim throws for Bryant, and now Fraunheim clearing everybody out. He'll set the offense up at the top circle. Gives off for Ewell. Now Bryant. Fraunheim, boy, they're giving him all the space he wants to shoot.
No doubt.
Farrell looking to drive. Again, penetrating baseline. Kick up top for Fraunheim. Stops at the foul line. Yates will kick near side corner for Farrell. Going to drive left, go through the lane. Leave it for Fraunheim. Back to Yates. Open from the right corner. That three is good. Great ball movement that time. Yates getting his first three of the night. The second three, rather, of the night. He's got 11. And the lead is 28-23.
That was a good possession out of the timeout for the Beach.
Mattawan with it. As Dunn will come around a screen and hit a three. Shaded left, top of the key. Dunn with his first points since the first quarter. Much needed. 28-26. Point Beach leads with less than a minute to go in our third quarter.
I don't expect the Huskies to go away. They've been resilient all season long. And they have not showed that they're going to fold here on a big stage.
Fraunheim leaving off for Ewell. Down to 35 seconds. Fraunheim will take the long jumper and hit. That's a three from the left wing. First basket of the night for Mike Fraunheim. Make it 31-26 with less than 20 seconds now to go in the third quarter. Mattawan looks like they'll hold for one. Piscopo dribbling away from Farrell, leaving off top for Garici. Garici, one dribble, picks it up inside. Tompkins will try to go up over the top of Yates. Good basket for Nick Tompkins, his second. Clock winding down here. Ewell doesn't look at the clock. He'll get the shot off. Not sure if it would have counted if it would have went. Did hit the backboard in the rim. We have played three. It is Point Beach 31 and Mattawan 28. We'll step out here for 30 seconds. Back right after this quick timeout on the Shore Sports Network.
And our coverage of the Shore Conference Tournament brought to you in part by Jersey Shore Arena on Wyckoff Road in Farmingdale. On Friday and Saturday night, the whole family can enjoy DJ skating with the live DJ and light show from 7:45 to 10 p.m. Visit JerseyShoreArena.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams back here courtside at Brick Memorial High School. We get you set for the start of the fourth quarter. This one still very much up for grabs. 31-28, top-seeded Point Beach, leading number four Mattawan with our second game to follow around 7:45. It will be Lakewood and CBA. That in the 2-3 matchup. Winners of the two games tonight will be part of a championship doubleheader that you can hear on the Shore Sports Network on Saturday from Monmouth University starting at 1 o'clock with the girls' game. Mattawan getting it here, fourth quarter. And we will have a ball quickly out of bounds. And a foul will be called on Nick Tompkins.
It's an interesting call.
Got tangled up a little bit. It will be his first. 31-28, first possession of the quarter for Point Beach. Yule bumped a couple of times. Ball swung around the perimeter. It's Farrell with it, and he will pull out and reset. Farrell looking at a dribble drive. Kick to Schifano. Now Fraunheim going to drive around everybody. Stop in the lane. Kick back out for Schifano. Farrell with it now between the circles.
I don't know if it's intentional, but boy, Farrell has not really looked to shoot at all tonight, Matt.
Has the ball right now. Will drop one off for Schifano. And a whistle coming. Schifano blocked by Plains, who will get whistled for what should be his fourth foul of the night. Haven't put it up on the board yet, nor did they put up what I thought was a foul call on Tompkins before. They never put that one up for Mattawan either. They do put this one up against Plains. It'll be his fourth and the team's fourth. Two free throws coming up for Chris Schifano. First one on the way is good. He has three. Dritten Garici back into the game for the Huskies. Second free throw. Banked in. Still counts. 33-28. Minute gone by, fourth quarter. Beach up by five. Here's Dunn trying to heat up and get going. Fadeaway jumper off the mark from the foul line. Yule able to grab the rebound. Fraunheim working left corner now. Farrell. Farrell will pull out and reset. Beach in no big hurry here offensively. Fraunheim up top for Yates. Now right perimeter, Farrell. Farrell gets it back from Schifano. Looking to drive. Goes baseline. Kicks up top for Schifano. Three on the way. Well short. Tawaya pulls down the rebound for Mattawan. Here comes Jason Dunn up court. Piscopo with a long three. That one no good. And Schifano with a rebound for the goals.
You got to make sure on this possession that one of your real good shooters gets the shot here. You've got a five-point lead and the ball. Chance to go up seven would be the biggest lead you've had all night. This is an important possession for Beach.
6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Yule driving around a double. Fraunheim open. He'll fire another three. That one no good. And Schifano inside had pretty good position. And a loose ball foul will be called on Garici. Fifth team foul on Mattawan. Second on Garici.
But Point Beach is still playing into Mattawan's hands because the last two shots taken by Schifano and Fraunheim, that's not who you want shooting the basketball.
Farrell taking his time almost to 5 seconds to get the ball in. Farrell will come back in, collect, set the offense up from the midcourt line. Drifting off to the right, now gets a screen, goes left. Dumps off Schifano, and a timeout will be taken by Point Beach. 32nd timeout. We will keep it here with 5:36 to go in the fourth quarter. Goals up top, 33-28.
Second semifinal, the tip scheduled for 7:45, and barring this game going into overtime, there'll be plenty of time between games. It will be Lakewood and CBA, two teams that have gone at it pretty good in this Shore Conference tournament over the years. I know they played a couple of years ago in the quarterfinal round, one of those years that CBA was way down and Lakewood beat them pretty good, but these teams have history, and meeting in the Shore Conference tournament is certainly not unusual. Two of the more storied programs. I mean, you would argue that Lakewood is the most storied basketball program in Ocean County, and CBA in Monmouth County, right? So, I mean, am I missing anyone, Frank?
The only school I would throw in there in Monmouth County, I would say Neptune may have an argument.
All right,
there
that's
too.
A good one. I'm not going to disagree with you there. Be pretty close, though.
It would be pretty close. Split vote. Lakewood for sure in Ocean County. Off the inbound. Yates open from the left side. His three off the mark and no good. Fraunheim with the offensive rebound. Inside for Ewell. He's fouled. Count it. And he'll get one more.
That is a great play by Michael Fraunheim to grab the offensive rebound and see Dom Ewell open right in front of the basket for a chance for a three-point play.
That basket matching the biggest lead of the night for Point Beach with a free throw here. They will take their biggest lead. Fouls on Jason Dunn, his third, team sixth. Free throw is good. Up eight are the goals. Seven for Ewell.
And this is that moment for Mattawan where they've got to decide we're in it to the end or are we going to let the goals go on a run?
Tawaya, checked by Fraunheim. Flips up top for Dunn. That's a player Mattawan desperately needs to get on track. Jason Dunn, he's played by Yates, now doubled off a switch. And Dunn was bumped a little bit.
Stefano's going to pick up the foul. But it was good defense, though, doubling the ball there.
Second on Stefano, third team foul on Point Beach. Dunn will trigger the inbound at midcourt. Leaving for Tawaya. Tawaya with a fadeaway jumper. He's fouled. That's not a good foul by Michael Fraunheim. It'll be his third. And it will send Tawaya to the free throw line for a pair. Fourth team foul on Point Beach.
Huskies looking for their first points of this fourth quarter.
First one by Tawaya is good. He has five. High scoring third quarter, relatively speaking. Teams had a 16-15 quarter. The edge for Point Beach, that was more than they had combined for in the first half. Second one by Tawaya, also good. 36-30, 4:45 to go, fourth quarter. Beach breaking the pressure. Farrell bumped on the baseline underneath the basket by Tompkins. That'll be the sixth team foul on Mattawan.
Number seven, that will put them on the line.
Tompkins with his first, so whatever we saw before wasn't actually a foul on Tompkins.
He doesn't kind of just kick the ball out of bounds on that play on the sidelines.
Farrell with the front end of the one and one, connecting there. He's got eight. The lead is 37-30. One more free throw for Matt Farrell, the senior. 19.9 points per game. That one good also. Nine for Farrell. 8-point advantage, matching the biggest of the night. Piscopo dribbling his way through traffic. Handing off Dunn. His three just off the mark, no good. Offensive rebound, however, pulled down by Plains. Here's Piscopo from the left corner. That three off the mark, no good. Another offensive rebound by Plains. Tawaya thought about it from the far side corner. He'll pull out and reset and then chuck one up from deep off the right. No good. Loose ball, scramble, last touched. It'll be Mattawan basketball.
So this will be the fourth shot of this possession. Nice work by the Huskies on the offensive boards not to give up and track down the loose basketballs.
Dunn throwing it in. Now it's Piscopo with it. 4:10 to go, fourth quarter. Piscopo handing off Dunn around the screen. He'll fire the three. Just can't find it right now. Mattawan from deep. And then a foul coming up court will be whistled on Tompkins. His second, team's eighth. Back to the free throw line will go Point Beach.
1-1 they are. A couple more fouls, and they'll be shooting two the rest of the way. And, Matt, I get the distinct feeling this will turn into a free-throw shooting contest.
Michael Fraunheim at the line for the 1-1. First one for Fraunheim is good. He has 4 points off the bench, 4-point beach. And an opportunity here with the free throw to match the number on his uniform. And extend the biggest lead of the night. Fraunheim with 5. Now our first double-digit lead for either team. 10-point spread for Point Beach, 40-30 at the midway point of the fourth quarter. Mattawan needs a bucket. Dunn trying to create off on the right side. Going against Yates. Stuck underneath the basket. Shot was blocked. A little bit of body, however, will draw a whistle on Noah Yates, and it'll send Jason Dunn to the free throw line for 2.
Well, you said a little body, and it was just a little body.
Second one on Yates. 5th team foul for Point Beach. Dunn adds to his point total. He's up to 12 now. Dritten Garici checks out. Mike Vella into the game for Mattawan. Second one rattling off for Dunn. Has not shot well from the free throw line tonight. Mattawan setting up some half-court pressure. Yule's doubled far sideline. Here's Fraunheim going to penetrate. 8-footer in the lane, no good. Tawaya pulls down the rebound, and the Huskies will try and push. Here's Piscopo. Stop and pop from 22. It's good. He's got some range, that kid. And he's got 12 points on the night. Pulls Mattawan to within 6, 40-34. 3:26 to go, fourth quarter. 32nd timeout has been called. We'll keep it here.
And our coverage of the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Cleese Bar and Grill. Open 7 days a week on the Boulevard in Seaside Heights, where winter specialty nights are back. Join Cleese for an Irish whiskey tasting seminar. Is that a pass-fail event?
It's all pass.
On Wednesday, March 5th, and of course the St. Patrick's Day Parade on March 8th at Cleese.
It's parade season.
Sure is.
Belmar's on
Sunday. Oh, this Sunday, that's right, the first Sunday of March.
Seaside next weekend.
They're talking about a little iffy weather on Sunday.
Yep. Those spring weekends.
Yeah.
Just never know what you're going to get.
1 week they resemble spring, the next winter. Next weekend they resemble winter. Well, it was a cold one today.
3:26 to go. Ball put back in play. Weather portion of the program over for at least now.
I just took Alan Casper's job for a minute.
Here's Farrell with the basketball. Beach trying to work the clock, make sure they get a good one here. Up by 6, 40-34. Spot in the finals on Saturday on the line. Fraunheim penetrating. Hands off to Farrell, who curls around. Pulls back right side. Gives to Yule. He'll drive into the lane. Almost got the three-point play, but was whacked on his way up and will go to the line for 2. And I believe the foul is going to be charged to Mike Vella.
Matt, I think one thing is clear. Is there any better player at the Shore than you'd want with the basketball trying to salt time away in the fourth quarter than Matt Farrell?
Yule front rims the first one. I would agree. He is a ball handler for sure. Foul was on Vella, his second, team's 9th. Second one coming up for Yule. Drops that one in, and a timeout has been taken by Point Beach. Full timeout has been taken. Keep it here with 2:56 to go. Fourth quarter, 41-34. The advantage right now for the top seed in the tournament. No win or lose for both of these teams. They'll have the state tournament to look ahead to. And as we mentioned earlier in the show tonight, both the top seeds in their respective groups. Point Beach, the top seed in Central Jersey Group 1. Mattawan getting the top seed in Central Jersey Group 2.
Where form held up, they could meet Lakewood in the sectional final.
And interestingly enough, I know I told you this before, form held in the Central 1 final would have a rematch of the football Central 1 final. Shore Regional is the 2 seed in that bracket with Point Beach.
That would be interesting. Point Beach, though, is certainly the heavy favorite to not only win the sectional but try and claim a back-to-back Group 1 state championship.
Matawan gets it. Tawaya will fire a three. Side rim, no good, too strong. Rebounded by Yates. One and out for Matawan. And it has been much of the evening. Not a whole lot of second chances. Inside feed. Bryant left alone for Point Beach. Slow rotation. Jeff Bryant with his third basket. And up by nine, the goals are 43-34. Half court trap set up by Point Beach. 1-3-1 defense with Farrell up at the top. Dunn will take a long range three. Well short. Rebound tracked on by Farrell on the baseline. Farrell played by Piscopo. Long range pass. Good touch feed. Yates to Bryant. He had it slapped out by Tawaya, but it will be Beach basketball.
We approach the 2-minute mark in this fourth quarter. Point Beach up nine.
Fraunheim putting it in play. Bryant inside. He's held on his way up by Vella, who had no choice but to give the foul, and Jeff Bryant will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. That's the 10th team foul on Matawan, so everyone for Point Beach will be shooting two free throws the rest of the way. Bryant's first free throw is good, hitting his season average of 7. Second one coming up. 2:05 to go in the fourth quarter. Bryant's second free throw is good. He's at 8. And the lead back to 10, 44-34. Dunn breaks the half-court pressure up into the front court. Now it's Piscopo with it on the left wing. Plains driving into the paint, leaving for Vella. Back now to Piscopo. Piscopo, no-look feed for Plains. In the corner, it's Tawaya left side. Tries the reverse layup, no good. Vella saved it from going out of bounds, and then Yates couldn't hang on to it for Beach on the sideline. It'll be Matawan basketball.
I think Yates had visions of a breakaway jam at the other end.
Tawaya gets the inbound. Here's Plains looking to drive. Piscopo being played by Yule right now. Here's Dunn with a long range three. That's good. Jason Dunn with 15. Timeout has been taken by Matawan. Full timeout. We step out real quick as well. 45-37. Point Beach up top. 1:26 to go, fourth quarter. We're back right after this 30-second timeout on the Shore Sports Network. Don't go anywhere after the game tonight. We'll do our post-game show presentation of our player of the game, which is obviously still up for grabs at this point right now. 1:26 to go. 45-37. This will lead us into game number two tonight. CBA and Lakewood in the 2-3 matchup should be a good one as well. And at least right now on track for a 7:45 tip-off.
That looks to be nearly certain.
Fraunheim throws it in for Farrell. He will bring it up court, ridden by Vella. Matawan almost with a turnover, but Beach able to hold on to it. Yule will drive. A lot of contact on his way to the basket.
You know,
and Yule will go to the line for two.
You know, you look at Yule, who's a tremendous athlete, who's headed to the University of Iowa, and you think of, you know, the Big Ten. You think he's got to get in the weight room a little bit?
He could bulk up a touch. I'm sure he will. Ton of potential, though. I mean,
he'll be a three right at the next level.
6'9", can shoot.
Can jump out of the building.
Foul was called on Matawan's Matt Esposito. Would come in defensively. Yule makes both. And Matawan down by 10. Here's Piscopo with another one of those long-range bombs. That one way off the mark. Farrell tracks down the loose ball. He's found by Vella. And Matt Farrell will go to the free throw line for two shots.
Well, what'll typically happen when this game ends, Matt, is All the Matawan fans will leave. Some of the Point Beach people will stay to at least watch the first half of the next game to see who they'll match up with on Saturday. And then those fans who are packed in the corners waiting for a seat will get a shot at finding one.
Farrell gets into double figures with the first of two free throws. Extends the lead to 11. Second one good. This is the biggest advantage of the night for Point Beach. 12 the spread, 49-37. Dunn up court, intercepted by Ewell. Ewell will hang on to it. Have it whacked out a couple times. Will drive, no good. Get his own rebound back, right side. Lay it up and in. Quickly, Dom Ewell has a dozen points as well. And the lead, 51-37. Looks like Point Beach will be playing in the finals on Saturday. Fraunheim with a deflected ball. Out of bounds. It will go back to Point Beach.
It will be the second straight appearance in the Shore Conference Championship for the Garnet Gulls, who last were there prior to that, Matt. It was a year you remember very well, 1963.
Pass intercepted by Plains. I heard there was a year, 1963.
It certainly was.
Here's Dunn in the left corner. Vella off to Tawaya. 20 seconds now left. Vella will take the jumper from the right corner and hit his first basket of the night. Timeout has been taken. What were you doing in 1963, Kevin?
Let's see.
Can you tell us? Is it legal? You know, 60s, crazy time. Did you have long hair?
I don't know that I had much hair at all. I was seven, Matt.
Well, you could have grown it out a little bit.
Yeah. I'm not really sure. I think I was in second grade. I was a very smart kid as a youngster. I was a grade ahead. I don't know if you're aware of that.
No.
I graduated high school. I just turned 17.
You did?
Yeah.
Parents needed to push you out. That's why they started you early. They figured that out way, way in advance. 17.6 seconds to go here in our first game. Point Beach has pretty much locked themselves into a spot in the finals on Saturday. Their opponent yet to be determined. It will either be CBA or Lakewood. That one set the tip at 7:45.
After much debate, we have selected Noah Yates as our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. Scored 7 of his 11 points in the third quarter when really Point Beach got things going offensively. So we'll chat with Noah after this one.
Matawan still pressuring. Not sure that they'll foul. They will, as Ewell will get an opportunity to add to his point total. But everything certain now but the final score. And the people here in red starting to applaud their team's effort. Nervous moments at the beginning of this contest, but Point Beach able to get it together with a solid second, third, and now fourth quarter.
Matawan coach Tom Stead taking out his starters for a nice ovation from the Husky faithful. Matawan will now turn your attention, Matt, as you said, to the state tournament, which begins next week. The last leg, you know, when you get to the states, it's lose and it's all over. Pack the equipment away.
Second one by Ewell on the way and good. He'll finish his night with 14. Matawan will walk it up court with the reserves in right now. Matt Esposito will take a long jumper. That's off the mark, no good. And Point Beach advancing in and back to the Shore Conference Finals as they win this one by a score of 53-39. Why don't we step out and we'll take a quick break, come back and put the wrap on this one, get you set for the start of game number two, which will begin at 7:45 tonight. 53-39 our final score. We're back in 60 seconds with our post-game show on the Shore Sports Network.
a 53-39 victory for Point Beach on to the Shore Conference Tournament Championship game for the second straight year. Our Cleese Bar and Grill Ocean Trophies player of the game is Noah Yates. 7 of his 11 points in a big third quarter when Beach finally got on track offensively. He joins us here courtside. Congratulations on the win. Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
Certainly not an easy one at all tonight. And really in the first half, it just seemed like you never got into any offensive flow. Talk about a little bit about what the coaches did at halftime maybe to make some adjustments.
Yeah, well, we knew that they were going to come out with great energy. I mean, their crowd was all over into the game. We were just a little flustered a little bit at the beginning. So at halftime, we just had our – I mean, they were just playing kind of a junk defense. So we had our other guys, Mike, Chris, Matty V, Jeff. They came out with a lot of confidence in the second half. It really gave us a huge boost and a big lead going into the fourth quarter.
You know, Matt Harmon and I talked about the fact that we thought you really didn't take advantage of your size in the first half, but it did look like in the third quarter you got to throw the ball a little bit more down low and created some easy baskets.
Yeah, well, they were really sinking in the paint a lot at the beginning of the game, so it was tough to run a lot of our post sets, but we spread them out a little bit more. We were able to get the ball in the paint. We also crashed the offensive glass really well in the second half, which created a lot of buckets for us.
You know, you've had a lot of easy victories this season, but your last two, you've had to work for it. Jackson on Sunday probably worked a little harder than you wanted, and then, of course, even tonight. Is that the kind of thing that helps you as you get deeper here and then, of course, into the state tournament?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. In the short conference tournament, anyone can win any game, no matter what the seeds are. They're just seeds at this point. Everyone, you got to play the game. You don't play the game down on paper. So coming especially as the one seed, everyone's gunning for you. I mean, we come into the atmosphere like this. It's crazy. We couldn't even hear what our coaches were saying running our plays. So getting wins like this in a big game, it really shows that we're a solid team and that we can beat anyone.
I kind of felt like for you guys last year, the Shore Conference final was the one piece you really were disappointed in, and I don't think you were happy the way you played, especially offensively. Now you go back for the second straight year. You could see Lakewood in a rematch or CBA. I'm sure you don't have a preference. You're just happy to be there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have three goals to start every season. We got the division championship, the Shore Conference championship, and the state championship. And last year we couldn't get that second goal. So to be back in that game this year is really going to be, we're going to come out and we're going to really want that one.
You're on your way to Yale after it's all done, right, to play football?
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to that?
Definitely. I'm really excited.
All right. Well, one of the outstanding safeties in the Shore Conference this year. State championship in football. I know you'd like to pick one up in basketball as well.
Definitely. Yep.
Congratulations, Noah.
Thank you.
Noah Yates of Point Pleasant Beach, our Cleese Ocean Trophies player of the game. 7 of his 11 in the fourth quarter. And real balance tonight for this Point Beach team. Maybe more so than we're even accustomed to seeing.
Yeah, did a great job from the foul line as well, Kevin. 16 of 17. That's going to win you a lot of ball games, especially when things are pretty tight. Why don't we step out? We'll take a timeout here. We'll make it a two-minute break. We'll come back, give you the scoring recap in this game, and then we'll start to turn our attention to game number two of our evening, that being second-seeded CBA against number 3 Lakewood. Two-minute pause here, and we're back with more on the Shore Sports Network.
Kevin Williams and Matt Harmon along with Brad Burascato here at courtside at Brick Memorial High School. We're in our opening semifinal. Point Beach advances with a 53-39 win over Mattawan. Let's recap the scoring first for the Garnet Gulls in tremendous balance. Three players in double figures led by Dom Yule, who scored 14, getting 10 of those in the fourth quarter to ice the game away for Point Pleasant Beach. Noah Yates, our player of the game, with 11. Matt Farrell, the leading scorer for the Garnet Gulls, also with 11. 8 for 8 from the free throw line. 4 points each for Chris Schifano and Jeff Bryant. 5 points for Michael Fronheim. I thought one of the keys here for Point Beach got nice contributions from Schifano and Fronheim off the bench, not just scoring some points, but doing a lot of the other little leagues for their total of 53 points. Quarter scores 5, 10, 6, and 22. So 38 of their 53 in the second half when the Beach really picked things up. For Mattawan, Jason Dunn, their leading scorer, nearly matched his season average with 15 to lead the Huskies. 12 for Joe Piscopo, all on three-pointers and all from way outside. Chris Taiwea struggled a little bit offensively. He's normally their best long-range shooter. He settled for 6 points tonight, 4 for Nick Tompkins, and two off the bench for Mike Bella for their total of 39. The quarter scores for the Huskies 11-2, 15-11. So Point Beach moves on, and they will, I'm sure, watch a little bit of the second game to see who their opponent will be. Noah Yates insisted they really don't care who they play, but part of you feels like they'd probably like to avenge that loss from a year ago to Lakewood. The Piners getting set to take on CBA in our second semifinal. As we said, this is a tremendous rivalry over the years. These teams have met many, many times in the Shore Conference tournament, quite often in the semifinal round, and even a few times in the finals, two of the premier programs. Lakewood looking to make it back-to-back Shore Conference championship. CBA, for them, it's been a drought. 4 years, last winning it in 2010. We're going to take a timeout for a couple minutes. When we come back, we'll get you set for this one with the starting lineups and all you need to know. Lakewood and CBA tip off in about 13 minutes. You're listening to the Shore Conference Basketball Tournament on the Shore Sports Network.